Welcome back. So today I'm going to try another one from Wax Wings Brewing Company. This is called V. Just V. Double IPA. I was actually thinking I had this from them. Wax Wings is in Kalamazoo. Phenomenal place if you can get to it. I paid $5.19 for this. And 8.5% ABV is what is on the can. I'm hoping this is fresh. I don't believe they date it. No, there is no date on it. I got this at Megabat. I didn't go to the brewery or their pub or whatever. I wish I would have, but it is what it is. So let's get this open, get it into a glass. Not that the brewery is very far away. I would say 20 minutes from here, but hopefully they keep on sending these to, I pick them up at Megabath, usually, canning and getting more of these out there so people can try them, because Wax Wings does make great beer. Off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles, a little over a finger of head. Color on this one is orange. I would say like orange juice, orange, hazy. I would probably say double New England IPA. There you go. If you're not following the channel, if you could hit that subscribe button and ring that bell. New videos out every day. Usually when they're orange like this, I say that it's on the citrus side. So there's the can. It does have a bird. Do I have to go this way? Yep, there's the bird. So, yeah, it is what it is. Let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, orange, like a sweet orange. I almost want to say like a melon, a sweet orange melon. Can I say like a acidic orange in there? That's about all I get. Like, I would say acidic, tangy orange, like orange tang, orange, something along those lines. Maybe pineapple? That's about it. I don't know if it's because I said orange juice that I'm going with that big orange, like a tangy tang. Yeah, tangy orange tang. Something like that. Pineapple? That's about all I get. Let's go ahead and taste. I do get some maltiness. Almost like a touch of honey. I'm trying to go back because in another review I did, I was talking about, was it either Queen Bee or King Bee from them that I got that honey. I was like, man, there's honey in this. And I was like, duh. I'm getting a little bit of that honey in here, that bigger double IPA. Maybe a touch of dankness, but like an orange, a very sweet orange pineapple. I wish there was a little bit of rind, a little bit more rind to help bring that sweetness down. And I don't know if that's because of the honey is kind of upping that sweetness level. Man, very easy drinking. And I don't know what it is, but on this one, it is a little too sweet for my liking. But there is enough bitterness in there to help calm that down just a little bit. I wish there was more bitterness. I wish it had like grapefruit rind in there or orange rind just to break that up. But it's okay. I could definitely drink this, but it's still not on that, I guess, bitter M43 Boss Tweed level. On this one, I would go 4.25. I think it is a little bit sweet, but yeah, like that orange tang, I'm guessing pineapple, we'll see. It mixes so well together. Yeah, it works in this one. So let's go ahead and check on Tapped. See what they're saying. 11 of my friends have checked it in. 4.46 out of 5. Almost 1,000 people. 4.3 out of 5. Smooth, creamy, fruity, hoppy, sweet. Really? I don't really get that hoppiness. Maybe in the aftertaste after I just burped a couple times, I get that hoppiness. But let's just see. From Kalamazoo, Michigan. Okay, what is all of this? I don't know what all that was about. Nobody did. Yeah, 11 of my friends have had it. Stuffing your face. Okay. I can't read that on YouTube. Well, I probably could. So No Jinx did give it a 4.25. Juicy orange, mango, passion fruit, tangerine, grapefruit, kiwi. Wow. Okay. With a hoppy, piney bitterness. Huh. I want more. It's too sweet. But we're still on the same page. 4.25 definitely gets that score. So, yeah. If you can find this, if you're around Kalamazoo, definitely worth picking up and trying.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.